Okay, so we're joined here by Matthew Armour, the organizer of the Downtown Drag events, to talk about one of the events that he's got coming up right now. Matthew, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
Oh, not so bad. So before we get into this, the show that's coming up here, can you talk a little bit about the shows that you hosted previously? How did they go?
Of course. I made history in the Pontiac by hosting the first drag shows ever in the Pontiac. They were very successful, a high volume of demand. Everyone, I had 88 people in total that attend these shows, and most of them are all attending this show that will be taking place on March 12th. It was a huge success, and the drag queens also loved the Pontiac. They were really impressed with the location and how they were greeted in the Pontiac. So.
That's awesome. I understand the show's sold out pretty quick there because you're at the cafe downtown there.
Oh, yes. My shows were sold out within 35 minutes. And even for March 12th, I put some tickets on sale at the Christmas market back in December and sold 200 tickets within 2 hours and a half. So, I mean, there's a high volume of demand right there for these types of entertainment. And it's really an honor for me to be able to organize these in my hometown and to bring this to the Pontiac. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And so going off that, the show coming up here on the 12th, can you tell me a little bit about it? I understand you're at a bigger venue now.
Of course, yeah. I'm at a bigger venue, and this is for a fundraiser, in fact, for the arena of Fort Collins. And we're doing it to raise money. Because they really need some funds right now. So I'm part of a team. So Cafe Downtown has really opened the door for me. And unfortunately, due to the size of the cafe, I couldn't host a fundraiser event for the arena there. So I had to go to, to the big hall in Fort Collins, Chevalier Colon. Mm-hmm. And so my team is, in fact, me and DJ Martin Leguerrier, who is the person that's been helping me out with all of this. He's my sound guy, my DJ. And so we spoke a lot about this. And whenever Nathalie Deneau, also from the Council of the Arena, approached me and we talked about this to organize a fundraiser for the arena. And I said, yeah, okay, let me see what I can do. And one of my main drag queens, my hostess, Kimmy Couture, we were talking about this, and I said, hey, would it be possible to have Isis Couture, who is on Canada's Drag Race on Crave right now? Well, she was. And so I got her booked for March 12th, and I was really excited. And it turns out that she's actually the winner of Canada's Drag Race, and she will be in Fort Collins for this show. I have five drag queens in total, Isis Couture, Kimmy Couture, Savannah Couture, Sunshine Glitter Child, and Saltina Shaker, that will be a part of the show on March 12th.
And for those the people that might not have been able to attend the first couple of shows there, what can people expect from a drag show if they haven't gone to one before?
Of course, a lot of comedy. There's going to be a lot of jokes. This is a show for adults, so you're going to laugh. You're also going to see amazing dancers, amazing lip sync. So I got some people that told me that it kind of reminded them of the show that they used to have for, it was called Mini Style back in the day. And it was like a show for dancing and comedy and, you know, so it kind of, that's what it's all about. And you'll see that they have amazing costumes, amazing hair, amazing makeup. It's really it's something spectacular for you to see. And I know that a lot of people aren't really never attended a drag show. So it's really, my mom attended one of these and she didn't know what to expect. And after she was like, wow, this is very amazing. So I strongly encourage people that if you've never seen a drag show, now's the time, especially that we have a bigger venue. And also I have some great news. As of today, the restrictions are lifted to full capacity. So I'm selling another 150 tickets for March 12th. And you can get these tickets at the following locations, Cafe Downtown, Salon Rubon, NB Salon up at the Chutes, and, of course, at your local radio station, Chut FM.
And how much are they going for?
they're going for $40. And just keep in mind that this is a fundraiser event for the arena. So all donations, all the money that we're raising is really going for the recreation center, Century 21 Elite.
Okay. And you guys going to have food and beverages on site there as well? Or?
So no food, but we will have a bar. We're having a bar and we have a lot of choices. So we're going to be doing strawberry daiquiris, pina coladas, frozen margaritas, and also beer and hard liquor will be served as well. So this event is really for adults only, 18 and over, and you need to be fully vaccinated with a proof of vaccination to attend this event.
Awesome. Matthew, I want to thank you for your time here. You beat me to a lot of my questions here, but I'll give you the last word here. If there's anything that we didn't touch on here or anything else that you wanted to add or just in general talk about this event.
Of course, I'd like to thank the municipality of Coquelonge and Mansfield for sponsoring this event, such as Pharmacie Pauline Zaskoff, MB Salon, and the deputy Sophie Chatel, who's also helping us out with the sponsors, and also Chip FM for giving me the time to talk about this event and inform people about this. I'd also like to thank my team, DJ Martin Legerie, also Nathalie Deneau from the arena, who's been a great helpful source for me. So I'm really looking forward to get this show started. Just to let everyone know, doors will open at 7 p.m. on March 12th, and it's going to be one heck of a show, so you don't want to miss it. So make sure you grab your tickets.